Good afternoon from the KWAT newsroom. I'm Mike Tanner. Noon tomorrow, that's when ribbon-cutting ceremonies will be held at Watertown's new five-field softball complex on 17th Avenue Southeast. It'll be known as the first premier softball complex as part of a $500,000 naming rights deal with First Premier Bank. Mayor Sarah Caron says its venues like the new softball complex, the Prairie Lakes Wellness Center, and potentially a new hockey arena that will bring new people to town.
It will help us to attract people to move here. We need to do that. We've got job openings that we can't fill in our community right now. And how do we attract people to move here? We need those lifestyle elements so that people will want to move here.
Since the new mayor took office, there hasn't been much public discussion on the new hockey arena, but Caron says it's still in the works.
I've had several meetings already on it, and it's definitely in the works. And the big question at the front of everybody's brain right now is where will it go? Because we haven't finalized a location yet, and we need to do that as soon as possible, and then we can get some numbers on what to expect.
And while there are no guarantees, she says it's possible that construction on a new two-sheet ice arena could get started yet this year.
Even if it's just grading activity, both sites will need some grading, and ideally we'd get a frame up so they can work over the winter. I'm not sure if we'll be able to do that, but I mean, we hope to. We'll try.
A site for the new hockey arena has not yet been finalized. The police chief in Brookings, Jeff Miller, has retired. He's leaving after 32 years with the Brookings Police Department. He was named the chief back in July of 2009. Brookings City Manager Jeff Weldon says he accepted Miller's resignation this week, and his final day on the job is today.
Effective Friday, tomorrow, August 11th, and he has opted to pursue retirement and other career opportunities and interests in retirement. So we certainly wish him well for the future, and we want to thank him for his 32 years of service to the city of Brookings.
Weldon says Miller actually stayed on as chief longer than he had planned when he was first appointed.
We talked about future career plans and how long he might stay and had those conversations, and he's actually stayed longer than he said he would or indicated to me at the time. And so we're thankful for that, and I think the reason he did stay longer was because he's so committed to the community and to the law enforcement profession.
Assistant Chief Dave Erickson has been named the acting police chief in Brookings. The South Dakota Treasurer's Office is setting up a booth at the Brown County Fair next week, giving unclaimed property back to its rightful owners. The State Treasurer's Unclaimed Property Division will open the booth on Tuesday at the fair in Aberdeen. Unclaimed property refers to accounts in financial institutions, businesses, and government agencies that has had no activity for 3 years or longer. The division has more than $379 million in unclaimed funds. The state holds that money until it can be returned to its rightful owners. The number of fatal crashes at this year's Sturgis Motorcycle Rally has risen to 5. The South Dakota Department of Public Safety says the crashes have killed people from South Dakota, Texas, Maryland, Utah, and Indiana. There were 2 fatal accidents in the same time period at last year's rally. This year's 10-day motorcycle rally ends on Sunday. Voters in Lincoln County, South Dakota, last month voted to support larger setbacks for wind towers, which may have killed a major power project that was planned for that county. That may not stop wind power expansion in the state, though. South Dakota Public Utilities Commissioner Christy Fegan says they expect to see more wind power proposals.
We have several dockets that are going to be filed or have been filed in front of us. We will have a very busy 6 months in front of us to 9 months dealing with wind development in South Dakota.
Fegan says the legislature has given counties more authority over siting wind projects.
The South Dakota legislature has allowed counties to make a decision on ordinances of wind towers and wind farms. So that is a case where South Dakota has decided one law does not fit all 66 counties.
Large wind power projects are underway in eastern and northern parts of South Dakota. Five people are facing charges in a drug bust at an Aberdeen business earlier this year that police say resulted in the largest seizure of meth in Aberdeen history. The bust happened in February at a recycling business. Police say they seized nearly 5 pounds of meth worth more than $400,000 on the street, along with about $4,000 in cash, marijuana, drug paraphernalia, and syringes. Police just recently released details, citing an ongoing investigation. All of the suspects are from Aberdeen. One has pleaded not guilty. One has pleaded guilty and been sentenced to 12 years in prison. Charges are pending against three others. Representative Mike Stevens of Yankton is one of three delegates from South Dakota that will be attending a planning meeting next month that could lead to a constitutional convention. Stevens says South Dakota joined a growing list of states.
You know, our state passed a resolution a couple of years ago to be a part of this Article 5 convention to propose a balanced budget to the United States Constitution. And they already have 27 states that have also done that, and it takes 34.
Stevens says the meeting in September in Phoenix will be a test of sorts.
I think really the purpose of this committee is to do some groundwork if, in fact, 34 states approve of this kind of a convention. So it'd be a matter of trying to set up some rules and regulations, as well as to set a second convention site, if in fact it all gets approved by all the, you know, the 34 legislatures.
With the start of fall classes just over a week away, students and parents are lining up to get college financing in place. Julie Peer is the director of financial aid at the University of South Dakota.
We see continued and somewhat increasing demand for financing, particularly as the costs have risen and the federal aid programs have stayed relatively flat. When they come in, they're looking for enough money to cover their costs of tuition fees, room, board, and books. We administer as much as we can through the federal aid programs and then through our scholarship programs.
Peer says most students and families do qualify for federal subsidized loans.
So right now, for a subsidized loan for 17-18, the rate is 4.45. for undergrad, sub, and unsubsidized. That is all handled directly through the federal government now. So the schools award the student a loan and advise them, you know, what they've been awarded, and the student works with the school, and then we work with the federal government to get the funds for the student.
Peer says Pell Grants are also still available based on family income. Those range from $600 on up to about $5,500. That's a look at what's happening. From the KWAT Newsroom, I'm Mike Tanner.